This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Aaron, maybe if you want to...
Joining us for coffee today is Francisco Martinez-Cuello, talking with one of our city council candidates, Nick Watson. He's one of 8 candidates running for a seat on the Bethel City Council. There are a total of 4 seats to be filled in the election being held on Tuesday, October 3rd. They're here to speak with Nick Watson. This is KYUK's Francisco Martinez-Cuello.
Thank you, Alex. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
So, yeah, before we get into the thick of things, I just want to get folks to better understand you, better know you, and find out your origin story. You know, talk to me about when you were, like, knee-high to an Alaska mosquito.
I grew up in Mobile, Alabama, which is in the Deep South, and I started when I was a teenager, I had an experience with my father, who was a paramedic at the time, and we had run across a wreck, and he had helped me. He just said, put on some gloves that we had in the truck, and I went and held C-spine while he did some really impressive things to me, and it made me want to further my career into medicine. So when I turned in the year 2000, I got my EMT basic license. Then I worked on to paramedic. And then after 7 years of riding an ambulance around town, I started wanting to pursue my career more and advance it. So I became a registered nurse, and I've worked in all sorts of ICUs. I've done travel nursing all around the country, New Mexico, Alabama, and Little Rock, Arkansas. And then I came to Bethel, and I caught the bug.
And when did you come arrive to Bethel?
About 12 years ago, I came here. I came here as a traveling nurse 15 years ago, did 2 contracts, thought I would never be back. But the longer I stayed away, the more I told people that there's this place in the middle of nowhere, Alaska, and that it's great. And no one really believes me, but yeah. So I came here, and I just can't get enough of the place.
And have you been to other parts of Alaska, working-wise or traveling?
Actually, yes. What's weird is people ask me how many times a year I go to Anchorage, and honestly, in my 12 years here, I've only been to Anchorage 4 or 5 times. I worked with the CHAP department at YKHC, and that gave me the opportunity to visit almost every village that the hospital serves. And that was really eye-opening and gave me a chance to see how communities work and on the Kuskokwim and in the Yukon area, on the coast, all the way up to Lyme Village. And so it's really, really still holds a good place in my heart.
So are you... Do you have a family? I mean, do you?
Actually, I am single, and my family lives back in Alabama. We just talk on the phone, do some FaceTime stuff every now and then.
And what other activities do you like to do outside of, if you have time?
Oh, I have plenty of time. That's why I'm running for city council. Actually, I do a 7-on-7 off schedule, and when I'm off, I stay here in Bethel, and I play my guitars, go for walks, cook good food, and talk to my friends, hang out.
Have you been able to participate in a subsistence lifestyle? You go hunting and fishing, or?
I do not, but I've been offered many times. I've been subsistence fishing, but I've never been actually hunting before. Even though I own rifles, I think maybe one day I will get the courage up to ask a friend to take me out and get me a moose so I can see how that is.
And talk to me about, like, what was the driving factor for you to, you know, get into public service, more public service in the sense of political?
Well, when I first came to Bethel, as a medical professional, you always ask people very personal questions. And some of those personal questions are, do you do drugs? And when I first came here, the answers were always marijuana and maybe some alcohol. But now, in the past 5-6 years, I have seen more and more people say that they are doing methamphetamines and heroin, and I have seen people doing the meth shuffle and that zombie walk that people are on fentanyl or heroin they do. And also, just the amount of drunk drivers. When I leave work at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, I've actually had to swerve out of the way because there are just kamikazes out on the road at late at night.
And so talk to us about the city council candidate forum. What were your thoughts on that? Was that the first time you met all the candidates?
Yes, this was, with the exception of Danny, actually, we worked together. He was a respiratory therapist at the hospital, so I already knew him first. But this was the first time I've met any of the city councilors. And I was really impressed. I've also met Mary Beth Hessler as well, yes.
And even though two of the candidates weren't there, but, so was that your first time public speaking? Or even, I hear this is your second time now being on the radio.
I have spoken publicly before, and it felt just as painful as every other time I've done it.
And what were your takeaways, if any, from the city council candidate forum?
Well, a lot of the candidates have good ideas, and no matter who wins, everyone there has Bethel's best interest in mind. So I feel confident that we will still be able to run as a city, no matter who wins. But I would really like to have my hands in that pot.
So do you listen to the city council meetings? I mean, KYUK airs them. Do you, or have you listened to the playback that's been on the City of Bethel website?
I sometimes do. I try to catch the highlights. I'm more of a read the article type of person. I like reading more than listening.
And so, like, what other things would you like to see improved?
Public safety. Public safety is my number one priority. And if you have if you're safe in public, you can have safe families, safe elders, and that just translates to all sorts of other aspects of city life.
And what about your approach with communicating with people from different walks of life? I know you have to do that for your job, but, like, you know, this is the political arena is a little different. It could be a little challenging, stressful, et cetera. I mean, what?
Well, people that are upset about politics, they have a mindset that they know what's going on. And the best way to diffuse any situation is to listen and reiterate what their points are. Try to tease out what they're actually angry about or upset about or what they want done. You just have to communicate. And that can be difficult with a language barrier, but there are translators available for our locals that don't speak much English. And I have learned that yelling at people does not help with yelling back does not engaging in it. So just listen to them and talk to them.
And were there any other, like, for example, were there any questions? I know Michaela yesterday, you know, she was unable to answer a question during this, you know, her mind went blank during the candidate questions. And so were there any other particular questions or any questions at all that you thought were particularly challenging or that you would like to answer differently?
Well, I feel sorry for Michaela because I have gotten stage fright before and frozen in headlights like she did, and there's nothing wrong with that. That was perfectly acceptable. And, yeah, so I forgot the question.
Yeah, if there's any other questions that you kind of would, like, you know, upon further inspection, maybe a reflection, you were just like, oh, I would have answered it differently, or I would have, you know, any... Or do you not remember any of the questions?
It's all a blur. It was the shortest 2 hours of my life. Mm. And, yes.
And what else do you have to say, you know, to for the people, you know, as it is open early voting. So what do you have to say to those folks that are kind of undecided?
If you value public safety, I'm your guy. I have had 20 years of public service as a nurse, and I have a good idea as to how people think, even people that are less fortunate. I have come, because no one is immune from getting sick or getting hurt. So all demographics come visit me at the or when I worked at the hospital, everyone came in. And unfortunately, all walks of life also come visit me at the Department of Corrections, too. So, and the best bet is just having a honest conversation with people.
And are there any other areas or places where can you speak up next time? Because so when we, is there any way, like, do you talk to people outside of work, like members of the community? I know you said, you know, you have work 7 days on and 7 days off. What's your community engagement like?
Well, it's really pathetic, honestly. That is why I'm running for city council, so I can actually have a social life. Yeah, a lot of my friends have done the commuter thing. They came in and got their nursing license paid for, or their PhD paid for, and once that, with the hospital, with IHS, there's a bunch of generous programs that will pay off student loans. And a lot of people, once their student loans are paid off, they hit the road. And that wasn't me. I'd already paid off my student loans when I moved to Bethel. I came here for the people. And so my main social life is seeing people at the grocery store that I've worked with in the past and catching up, saying, hello, we need to hang out more, or let's have dinner. And that's pretty much my social life.
Well, is there anything else you want to say? Anything that I missed? Anything?
I think we've hit everything. It was a really nice conversation.
Great. Well, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for having me. I love Bethel.
That's KYUK's Francisco Martinez Cuello speaking to Nick Watson, who is running for a seat on the Bethel City Council. The election will take place on October 3rd. Join us for coffee tomorrow when we talk to Mary Beth Hessler, who also wants your vote for a seat on Bethel City Council.
This is Coffee at KYUK.
That's Coffee, weekday mornings at 8:40. Catch up on old episodes by visiting kyuk.org or find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.